Good evening, everybody. It is our witching time at 7 o'clock. I'd like to call to order the Paradise Town Advisory Board meeting for February 26. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, tonight with us we have one excused absence, and that would be Raymond Burke. I know that we have our Vice Chair, John Williams. We have Robert Orgel. We have Susan Phillips, and John Wardlaw. That's me. We have tonight our Secretary, Maureen, and we have our county and other staff. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Rob Kaminsky, Comprehensive Plan.
Anybody else? Nope. Great. All right. Item number two, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's mic and clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Do we have anybody that wants to speak at this time? Seeing none. We'll go to item number three, approval of minutes of the February 12, 2019 meeting.
Mr. Chair, I move to approve the minutes of 2019.
Thank you, John. We have a motion on the floor for approval. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number four, approval of the agenda for February 26th.
Mr. Chair, I would move to approve this evening's agenda with no additions and or deletions.
Thank you very much. We have a motion on the floor. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Item number five, informational items. Blanca, do we have any items for tonight?
No.
We'll keep rolling. Thank you very much. Planning and zoning, item number six. Agenda item number six. Item number one, WS-19-0029 Diamond Creek Holdings Series 15 LLC. Waiver of development standards to eliminate street landscaping in conjunction with a retail complex on 3.7 acres in a C1 local business AE60 zone in the Mud 2 and Midtown Maryland Parkway overlay districts. Generally located on the south side of Flamingo Road, 325 feet east of Tamara Street, within Paradise. Do we have an applicant?
Yes, sir.
Please come on up and grab the mic. The lower button on the bottom, push it up.
I've got these for you.
And please give us your name and your address and spell your last name.
Name is
good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Name is Clem Ziroli, Ziroli. My address is 2689 Red Arrow Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, I'm here on behalf of Diamond Creek Holdings regarding 1555 East Flamingo.
You mentioned that you have stuff for us?
Yeah, all kinds of nice things.
Sweet.
I presume you're the guy that gets all these good things.
Well, hopefully you have enough for the whole board.
I don't, unfortunately. I didn't realize it was a
board.
That many.
Okay, but just for the record, for everybody to know this, for all you developer types and applicants, when you go to planning, they do tell you to take lots of copies for the town board members, planning commission, and DCC. Always, for those of you that will be going through processes, please remember that. Thank you.
I apologize.
It makes it easier.
I'll give you all the things I have. There's so you have two copies. So basically what you'll see here is, so we've asked for a waiver of the landscape buffer. And I'd just like to quickly read the letter that we've comprised for the planning department. So our company, Diamond Creek Holdings, respectfully requests a waiver of the landscape buffer at the front of the property facing Flamingo Road. The gross area of the buffer is less than approximately 3,500 square feet out of over 200,000 square feet, or less than 1.8% of the gross area of the property. Their pre-existing landscaping consists of sparsely spread crushed granite and approximately 20 randomly placed plants, most of which were dead. The building was constructed in 1974 and landscaped at that time. In those days, most of us were much less concerned about water, as our resources were much more abundant and the population was substantially lower. Over the last 45 years, our valley has experienced significant losses in our water supply due to drought conditions coupled with enormous increases in population. At this point, I think we'd all agree that water conservation is among the highest priorities in our valley. And thus, we'd appreciate your consideration allowing a slight portion of the property to be comprised entirely of desert rock landscape. As can be noted on the landscape photos, we've installed ample amounts of 3/4-inch crushed granite rock with intermittent large granite rocks to balance the space. It looks fantastic, and more importantly, it helps us reduce the demand on our diminishing water supply. And that's the only portion of the property that we changed with respect to the landscape. All of the other landscape that was in remains intact. And so this building, like we mentioned, was built in 74. I don't think the water, obviously we had the same concerns with water at that time, and so the landscape accordingly represented that supply. I think that's pretty much it.
Okay, surprised me though, okay.
No, I talked fast, I'm sorry.
All right, thank you very much. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in here in the public that wants to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing and turn it over to the board.
One thing I'd like just to point out for your knowledge is you're just down the street from the St. Biagus Church.
Correct.
We dealt with the same issue with them many years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, where they were having problems with the homeless, so they tore out all their landscaping and just put in rock with large boulders. And we had a lot of pushback from the neighborhood.
Sure.
So we worked with them to come up with some low ground cover so they didn't have the problem of, you know, the large bushes and whatnot. And that's what I think you could do here. Just some lantana in between the rocks so it doesn't take a lot of water, but it breaks up the just bleakness of just rock across there. And if you go up and down Flamingo, you'll see a lot of rock, a lot of lantana, a lot of small shrubs. So that's
pretty much what was there. That's pretty much what was there.
Yeah, that's, it's not expensive, it's low maintenance. I really think that's something that you, and the board recommends some kind of tolerance. But there was a precedent where this happened before and, you know, we made them go back. So that's what I would be inclined to do.
One of the other photos I did insert in there, and what we did is almost mirrored exactly what the city is doing now in their median buffers. So we essentially copied exactly what the city's installing in many of the medians. In fact, there was a crossroads at Decatur, and I can't remember the other street, but where we almost virtually copied the exact landscape.
Oh, so that's why you put that in there.
Yeah,
okay. Oh,
okay. I mean, the
this is nowhere near
this,
the
this is not the city, like, this is the county.
Oh, I understand.
They are very, very distinct, different
entities. Oh, different places, all right.
Yes, they are.
And I think you'll find, too, in landscape islands, if you go down Green Valley Parkway, the city of Henderson put in rock with a lot of drought resistant. It has to do where there's water available. You have water available. Not every median is going to have water available. So it's kind of hard to justify a street median versus a commercial property. So.
Other comments?
Yeah, Mr. Chair. Are you the landscaper?
No, thankfully no. Actually, I shouldn't say that because I directed the landscape.
So I would agree with what was just said, in addition to the fact that it doesn't meet the code. But a great deal of time and effort has gone on over the years to make Flamingo look the way it does, which is a whole lot better on the older side of town than many of the other major streets like Tropicana or Desert Inn. And so, you know, the same thing as she indicated happened with St. Vitus, and there are things. And you might know with the water department that even where they take out the land, they pay you to take out the grass. Sure. They still require that you put something in there besides rock. So you really need to look at that because I can't support the request.
Bob, you have it?
Well, I'm going to support the other two. I'll make a motion.
Well, I have a couple of comments first. All right, so I was born and raised here, and Flamingo Road has a pretty special place in my memory and in my mind about the design along that roadway. Your property basically messes it up. I mean, they're being really kind. I'm not going to be quite so kind. All right, the look that you have presented to the public face for our community is not one of quality and is not one of caring about the community. I want us to care about our community, right? I have an issue with some of our cell phone towers for the same, and I was speaking about that before, for the very same kind of reasons. We want to have a quality community, visually, effectively, for your business, right? We want your business to succeed. So we want to help you. I have a couple of tips, one of which is the University of Nevada Cooperative Extension. They have an office not very far from here. You could call them. They have a Master Gardener program. They would be probably very happy to help you and give you plant lists that would be quite effective in that landscape fund that you have. Right, and the Regional Planning Coalition put together with the Las Vegas Valley Water District, a plant list, a regional plant list that's really good about identifying the kinds of plants that could be used there. And finally, sometimes it's good to have a landscape architect and work with them. All right, so those would be my recommendations.
I think you guys don't like the rocks.
Pretty much not. I love rocks.
The rock looks fun. You need some landscaping.
Yeah.
You can go to the Water District's website and see the plants and the names of the plants and what would be good to them.
And you know, you can always take advantage of our fine county staff. They will help you, right? All you have to do is ask. And that's what they get paid to do. So they're there to help.
Okay.
All right. So, Bob, were you going to do
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to deny this application.
All right, we have a motion on the floor. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. So, for next steps, what do I do now?
Well, you are scheduled for the Planning Commission on 3/5/19.
So
you go to them, you do the same we recommended denial of your project.
Okay.
So you need to get 6 copies or 7 copies of that so you have one for each of them. You need to refine your argument if you want to.
It doesn't sound like I have much of an argument.
Or you can go buy some landscape plants.
Or you can tell them, listen, we've decided we'll put in 12 lantana, boom, boom. You've got a couple weeks here to figure out how you want to tackle it.
And so what I would recommend to probably help your steps forward, if you come to a decision that might be like in agreement with what we're telling you, you might want to get with staff real quick and have some direction, get some direction from them.
Very good.
If you do that, they may change their recommendation from deny to approve. And at the next step, you get a blessing, okay? Instead of...
I need some blessings. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. All right, next item, number two, ET19400014, UC088815. Rocio, Borge, and Rosa. These permit second extension of time to commence a place of worship. Design review for the conversion of the single-family residence to a place of worship and all ancillary site improvements on 1 acre in an R1 single-family residential zone, generally located on the south side Viking Road, 200 feet west of Pearl Street, within Paradise. Description on file. Do we have an applicant? Hello. Push up the little button. Okay. Perfect.
Hi, my name is Erhan Tip on behalf of application. Ask over there.
Okay, so I'm going to jump in and, ask you to spell.
Spell A-I-R-R. Last name is P-H-A-N-T-H-I-P. 1900 Nouvelle Road, Emerson, Nevada, 8901. I'm here on behalf of the application. They need some help. I think they did this 2 years ago, 2015. They bought the property back then, and they want to make improvement inside as well. I believe they did not understand what's going on in on the public works during the study. Recommendation, they said yes. And we realized if we did the improvement to do the parking lot, if you look at the last page, the design is always submitted to the county in processing. They approve all the parking lot, remodel inside, ready to go. We start with the drainage study and off-site improvements. I would like to ask that to waiver of the drainage study and off-site improvement. Off-site improvement, we would like to ask like a 2 year after finish first phase, if possible, we will continue to the off-site. The reason why, because there's only a few of them in the family support the church. They're saying that their own funding to improve this projects. And then starting the breaking in right now, they go there almost every week. Like a few months ago, they go inside, they steal all the electrical wire. The guy had to kind of replace again. So we need extension of time to continue what we need to do. And you'd like to ask the condition that waiver of the drainage study. We can get engineer do the with the pad elevation if possible to make sure everything drained out, and then 2 years of the project first phase done, do the upside improvement. But they don't have enough money to do it one time.
Okay.
Just engineering everything that costs over $10,000 right there for the drainage study and upside. They're willing to do, but just step by step right now.
Anything else you want to add?
No, sir.
All right.
Anything else you want to say?
Yeah.
You got a
job
to
find?
Yes, of course.
They're a member of the temple. Yeah. I mean, the church.
All right, yeah. So you're part of the applicant?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, so right. Please let us know your name and your address.
Okay. Yeah. My name is Jorge Racho, okay. And I am the owner of the property, and I'm 2556. 53 Viking. Yeah. Amen. We have a hit Johnny. We need to translation by English because my English is I use it only for work.
Okay.
Need to be perfect right here in this city office. And I'm going to explain it to
you. We're going to need your name and address for the record.
Yeah, my name is Pedro Rocha.
Okay.
I am his nephew. Basically, what he wants to say is that, of course, we're willing to go on with the projects, whatever is demanded. But first, we, like he said, we want to know if we can get an extension to your extension to finish, you know, the exterior part. Mm-hmm. But first, we want to focus on the inside. Like he said, we're only a few families. We're a family church, mm-hmm. and we're all basically contributing to the funds of the church. He works as in Paris. My other brother here, he goes, And I'm a driver for a TNG and Glover magazine. Basically, we're all giving generous contributions even more to help this project move on. And like you said, they've been breaking into the property because there's the construction has basically stopped. There's nothing going on. So basically, any material that is there, they steal. And basically, we have to put more money to replace everything that's being, you know, all the lots. I understand that the sidewalk is important, obviously, but we also want to work there so we can fix the place up and contribute to the community. You get a lot of homeless people who are there, you know, help them out. And I think, you know, if we get your approval to work there first, it'll be better for us to work and then probably possibly get more members into our church to basically finish off everything that's demanded from you guys to us. So, if it's possible.
Alright, thank you. Anything else you want to add?
Les, que les agradeceríamos.
We would really appreciate it.
La extensión de uno o dos años.
If you consider giving us a 2-year extension, I mean, we would gladly do it. Obviously, there's not enough funds. We're doing our best to support this ministry. And our goal is to obviously benefit the community, of course, and contribute as much as possible to the community.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is a public hearing. If there's anybody in the audience that would like to speak on this matter, please step up. Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing and turn it over to the board.
Mr. Chair.
John.
The one thing you said starting out was they need help. Is that right? As far as what you told us, was nothing different than what you told us 2 years ago. And we specifically asked if you had the funding, and you said, well, you're going to be able to do it. Now, when you've got the house to do that, all right, I haven't seen anything happen outside that's been right. Okay? The house has turned into an eyesore, and I'll share with the board what the house looks like today. When you put in the electric recently, is that off the permit you pulled in 2017?
Not yet. We submit the application for due improvement already. I think it was early last year, and we started the drains and
But you have been doing things to the house.
But
you've stuccoed over the windows, but didn't bother to paint. The neighbors are not happy because this is a total eyesore. Now this area out here in front, okay, that's public right of way. So I contacted the county to grade that off from there all the way down to Pearl because that needs to be taken care of. I'm not even really concerned about the sidewalk because that whole street doesn't have sidewalk up until you get to the residences just west of you. But I have a problem with when you look at this and the fencing has begun to rust, the windows have been boarded up. I understand you've had some problems there with the vandalism. You had vandalism inside when you got the place because it had been graffiti. And then you stuck it over the windows, but you didn't paint. So the house looks pretty bad. You got a refrigerator sitting out here. You got trash over here. I've had to turn it in for weeds. You had garage sales. We told you back then that parking on here was no until you got it paved, yet you had cars in there paved. And then on top of that, you were having a barbecue and food was going out to the public you didn't have a permit for. So I have a real hard time understanding how, after 2 years, you're going to be able to get this project moving. So can someone explain that?
My name is Julio Mendez. My address too?
Yes,
1837 Feather Way, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89108. Before we have an architect that he said doing something, and we believe in him, but he didn't do nothing. That's why all the time this time was lost. And then when we check it out with the city, they say we don't receive nothing. And we start talking with him, and he disappeared. And then is when we ask to.
I'm also volunteer help too.
and I start helping us, but we lose a lot of time. We know that, and we're sorry about that. And we lost money too because we paid some money to that person, and he said he's going to pay us back, but we don't see any money. And that's why we are getting trouble with the time. But right now, with Mr. Air Prantiff, we are sure we are going to do this project. And if you help us, we appreciate that. Thank you.
So my question is then, can you, I know you want to start inside, mm-hmm. but can you get this cleaned up?
Okay.
Can you get it painted to match yes. so at least it looks nice?
Yes.
Okay, for the neighborhood? Because you're not getting a lot of down points from the neighborhood on this house.
May I speak?
Sure.
I can recommend that they will do it. I volunteer help them this project. We did, I consult a new contractor that we are going to do the work. That's why they don't have anything. So I spend my own time, honestly, helping them right now. I would say, fix it, they'll just get people. I even myself go there helping painting, do whatever they need to do.
Some
that.
Of this okay. is easy fix.
Yes, yes, I'm willing to do that.
Yeah, and then you have some more complicated stuff to get done.
Yes.
But I can't agree to 2 years. We've just gone through 2 years and nothing happened. I could understand a year and then we see what you've done. But this can't keep going on like this.
I understand.
I understand your challenge, but yes. you can't keep going.
But the condition I'm asking right now, I stuck with the zoning planning right now. They won't sign up on my application out of. Because I had to do drainage study and off-site improvement design. We don't have the funding for that off-site.
That's a technical question I yes. have for Rob here, yeah. because that's not what the application is. Mm-hmm. There's no request for waivers in this application.
Right.
Yes.
So they have to get with Public Works to address that.
So they need to go back and bring us that. We can't just waive conditions that were approved on application. All we're here to talk about is renewing an extension of time on a use permit, not on any of this. So I think they're missing a whole step yeah. here.
And does it even does it make sense to do the extension of time? Well, I think it does. I think they're really trying, and I understand the challenges, but
we
you
can't
gotta get your congregation to step up to the plate and do something.
But we can't approve the waivers because it's not
right.
before us.
Right. All we can
correct.
Do is an extension of time.
Just the extension
we can just
of time.
Do an extension
correct.
Of time.
And John? And before I'm going to agree to an extension of time, I want something that they're going to start getting something done.
Even
if it's small stuff, I don't care. But they have to do it in baby steps.
I'd like to clarify that, too, because in front of us it says current planning, February 16th, 2020, which... Oh, I, you know what, that's okay. I
that's
looked at
year.
That in the red June.
1 year.
I don't know why I was thinking that. Sorry. I can
they,
live with a year.
My feeling is if they come back in a year and they've,
agreed.
They've accomplished something, then maybe we can look at it.
Yeah, one thing that I do want to clarify, Eric, with you, is that what you have written on your presentation to mm-hmm. us is not actually what we have in front of us. So we can't actually act on your language.
Yes, yes.
We can only act on the items yes. that were presented and given
that,
to the current planning.
You'd have all to right. go back to county.
So you have to work
to
the,
go back to the, you guys again, or go to Public Works?
Public Works.
Public Works.
And find out if that's something that they support, that waiver
okay.
condition, because you do have conditions on off-sites
okay.
and drainage study. And
absolutely. That's the one whole aspect right now, to
right.
get zoning side off, that we can go ahead and start doing the construction.
Right.
The drain is in the public.
But again, not in front of us.
No, yes,
right.
since then.
Okay. All right.
John, you want to do it a year?
Yes. You want me to make the motion?
Yes, please.
Please. Okay. So I would make a motion to approve subject to the current planning conditions and for 1 year to complete and review. That would be February 16th of 2020.
All right, thank you. We have a motion for approval on the floor, subject to the preliminary staff conditions with a 1 year review, certificate of occupancy, and advising the applicant not to basically change anything. So we have the motion on the floor. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number three, UC 19-0089, Manukian, Oannes Into Vivos Trust, I believe, TR, use permit. Sure, I butchered it, I'm sorry. Use permit for a proposed place of worship in conjunction with an existing shopping center on a portion of 2.9 acres in an MD design manufacturing AE65 and AE70 zone. Generally located on the north side of Sunset Road, 550 feet west of Pine Street within Paradise. Do we have an applicant?
Yes.
Please step up. Give us your name, your number, your serial number, all that good info.
I'm just glad that you said the name so I didn't have to.
Thank you.
My name is Matthew Moore. Address is 548 Boxerwood Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada. I will start by apologizing. I only have one copy, so I will hand this out one at a time. I have a site plan for you there. Our request is simply to rent a location that is, as you described, the north end of Sunset Road. It's right across the street from Sunset Park, and it is just on the corner of Sunset Corporate Drive and Sunset Road. We've been a church for just a few years here in the Vegas Valley. We've been meeting in homes as we've been very small, with just a couple families. But over the last couple years, we've grown a little bit, and so we have about 25 people or so in our location, in our congregation. And so we are requesting to move into this location and to rent from this property. The name that you've stated is the owner, and we've been working with him on this location. It's about 1,800 square feet. We just want to be able to use it during the week for an office space and be able to use it a couple times a week for service time and Bible studies. It is right next to Charles Dunnan's. There's a lot of great things about this location for us and for everyone. Charles Dunnan's is right there out in front of Sunrise Coffee. Just down the road is Taco Bell and McDonald's. But it's a wonderful location. We actually, this past Saturday, spent a few hours in the park and did a little outreach, and we're giving out some prizes and greeting people, a bunch of people playing Pokemon Go in the park. And just a really good location for us, as we really have a heart for people to share truth with them and to share grace with them. We have about 25 people, and almost half of those are kids. And so we just enjoy having families. We enjoy being able to get out in the community and be a part of this. And so we've been in this area already with our families. We've got a family just south of that area, and then a family just east down the road on Mountain Vista. So we've got connections to this community already, and we really are desiring to get more involved and be a part of it. So.
Excellent. Anything else to add?
Not at this time.
All right. This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience that wants to speak on the matter? Seeing no rush to the front, I'll close the public hearing. I'll turn it over to the board.
Mr. Chair, if there are no comments on the application, I'll move to approve, subject to staff conditions.
All right, we have a motion for approval, subject to staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
Good luck.
You are approved.
Go home and have dinner.
Can I just ask you guys?
And nice dodge on the name.
Thank you. I was just putting all the pressure on you there.
That is a good area for that.
I
the commercial center, too.
we're looking forward to that. I've got a couple questions.
What
for
was
you
your question?
What's that?
As you guys have been investing into this community and have a heartbeat on it, is there anything that you see as the top need in this area that we could look into addressing as we desire to grow and as we desire to be a part of this community deeper?
Yes, right across the street.
Yeah.
Daily.
A lot of people in the park that need help.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't take them donuts.
Well, the problem is, and do you know why she said that? Because you enable them when you're feeding them there. There are other places that do feed them, that do the things and offer services, so they are not in our channels and some of the other places that they're supposed to be.
You know, a suggestion.
Yes.
Our lovely representative of our commissioners, Blanca, would be a very good person for you to talk with about this very issue.
Okay. She'll help your church. She's right back there. She's the beautiful one. Great.
Thank you. No, because that is our heart, that we want to be a part of the community, and we've already gotten involved with things like Rescue Mission and Refuge for Women and some of those organizations, and so we want to just continue to be out in the community as opposed to just in our little location there on Southside.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We applaud that. Thank you.
And when you go to your next level, you're going to pass those out? It's six of them, right?
Seven
copies.
Seven copies.
So you go boom, 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 and everybody has a copy.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right, item number four, UC-190091-CV, Prop Co., LLC, use permit for alcohol sales, liquor package, liquor store, within a portion of an existing office and office warehouse complex on 1.1 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone in the Mud 1 Overlay District, generally located on the south side of Palm Center Drive and the west side of Dean Martin Drive within Paradise. Do we have an applicant?
It's got to be the only guy in a suit.
Yeah. It's not like we can. Name and address for the record, please.
My name is Adam Fulton. My address is 2580 Sorrell Street, and I am counsel for the applicant. And I have with me today Mr. Ron Shimon, who is the owner of the business as well, here to answer any questions the board may have. Would of course like to thank the board for their time today, and special thanks as well to staff for working with us at the county. They've worked hard with us on this project, and we appreciate their recommendation of approval as we try to move forward on this. This is the company is Liquor World, and they've served in this community for over 12 years. The project location is at 2795 Dean Martin Drive. It's a 2,000 square foot building in an existing commercial complex that's already there.
I have a site map that will show you.
Okay, you heard my...
I did hear it, and I apologize.
About these, right?
I did, and I apologize.
So we believe that the proposed use shall be in harmony with the purpose, goals, objectives, and standards of the plan and title for this area. This is near the strip corridor, and it can serve the community by providing quality products at lower prices. In addition, we'll provide jobs, which is important for our county community here. And we'll employ approximately 22 people at this location. There will be availability. The SUP is in an H1 zone, and the property is approximately located. It's right behind that. There's one of the in and out right there. I think it's the busiest in and out in the country. It's right behind there. So. If the board has any questions for us, we're happy to answer any. Answer as well in case you have any operational questions or anything of that nature.
All right, thank you, Lynn. This is a public hearing. If there's anyone in the audience that wants to speak on the matter, please come forward. Give us your name and address. And again, no rush. So, I'll close the public hearing and turn it over to the board.
Just out of curiosity, what is your target audience in this location? Because it seems like an odd place for a liquor store.
So I will defer to my client.
I don't see anything wrong with it. It's just more of a curiosity question.
Ryan Shimon, would you like me to spell it?
Please.
R-O-N-Y, last name Shimon, S-H-A-M-O-U-N, or 4795 Piedmont Road. Basically, with the Raiders coming in and in the T-Mobile Arena, hotels have been built up in there. And then also we have the Martin and Panorama Towers.
So more
so
of
it'll
the
be local and tourists.
More of the like the little Hampton Inns and Marriotts that are going up and down Dean Martin.
Yeah.
You're targeting those more than that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It does. All right. Thank you.
No, I think we ought to deny it because the vibration from all the aircraft is going to break his bottles. And oh, maybe not. Yes, I'm sick.
Mr. Chair, if no one has any other comments, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
All right, we have a motion for approval subject to staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
None opposed. Motion carries unanimously. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Good luck, guys.
Thanks.
Sweet.
That's
the end. hey, we already blew it.
Yeah, I know.
So now I can just go as slow as
no.
Me.
No.
Look at her face. All right. Item number 7, general business. None. Item number 8, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium and clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Seeing no one, I'll move to the next item. Next meeting date, March 12, 2019. Do we have a motion for adjournment?
So
all those in favor of a motion for adjournment?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. This meeting is concluded.
We didn't keep you out late tonight. Great.